This is the Interesting Facts Roundup for the week beginning June 10th, 2007. And we started the week by looking at toothpaste, which you might not think is interesting, but it has its own podcast on the blog. And we moved on to an interesting person, Evo Morales. Bolivian President Evo Morales has snubbed FIFA's ban on high-altitude football matches by playing his own at 6,000 metres. That's 19,700 feet above sea level. FIFA decided last month to prohibit international tournaments and World Cup qualifying matches above 2,500 metres, 8,200 feet. Their reason was concern for players' health and an unfair home advantage for highland teams. But the ban means the capitals of Bolivia, Colombia, Ecuador, and the stadiums of leading teams in Peru, Chile and Mexico won't be able to host matches. Morales and the other players flew by helicopter up to a rocky saddle below the peak of Sajama, a dormant Andean volcano. That was after attending the obligatory llama sacrifice for good luck. Now, I don't know what effect altitude has on life expectancy, but Russian men have an exceptionally low life expectancy of 59 years, compared with 72 years for women. According to a study by the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine published in The Lancet, Russian men of working age are 3.5 times more likely to die than men in Britain. I'm afraid it's probably to do with drinking. Drinking aftershave, among other things, has been blamed for half of all deaths of Russian men of working age. The same Lancet study says that the products contain up to 97% alcohol. A splash it on your face, not in your mouth. And moving on to something a bit more cheerful. New homes. 18% of all new homes built in the UK are built on residential land, up from 11% a decade ago. Homes are springing up in people's gardens as the property boom continues. This is called garden grabbing, where developers buy a house with a big garden, apply for planning permission to demolish the house, and build either flats or even a mini estate in its place. Property in the UK has gone crazy, and it's not sustainable. Of course, to buy a house, you need a secure job. And being a judge in the UK must be the most secure job there is. In the UK, only 2 judges have been fired since the Act of Settlement in 1701. The settlement meant that only the Lord Chancellor has the power to sack them. The first dismissal was in 1830 for stealing court funds. The second was in 1983 for smuggling whiskey and cigarettes into Britain on a private yacht. Now that's more like it. Cigarettes and whiskey and wild, wild women. They'll drive you crazy. They'll drive you insane. And finally, if you break the law and appear in front of a judge, in the UK you get sent to prison or jail. But prison and jail aren't the same thing in the United States. Seemingly it depends on the size and governing body of the facility. If you're sent to prison in the US, you're serving state time, usually for serious offences. And if you're sent to jail, you're serving county time, probably for a less serious offence. Paris Hilton, for instance, was put in jail, not prison. Of course, if you commit a crime in the UK, you'll be slapped on the wrist and told to go to bed early. And that's it for this week. Thanks for listening, take care, and remember, learning something new is good for the brain.